From the heart of Broadway and beautiful, historic downtown Cape Girardeau, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Hunter Hendricks, he's Asa Gray, and he's your host, Shannon Young. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Where's Zach?
Who?
Where is Zach? Now, it's Pro Wrestling Unscripted, now 100% Zach-free until I get my damn money, son.
Bitch better have his money.
Bitch better have my money.
Unfortunately, Zach does not listen to the podcast.
So he's
never
going to
know.
He won't even know.
He's totally unaware.
He doesn't know that he owes you money. He lives in Zach
land. He owes me money. He wants that Dolph Ziggler shirt, then that cash is coming down. So he doesn't realize I'm going to corner him at Battleground.
There's going to be a new dark match.
Yeah, that's right. No. That's right. We're moving Ryback in, Ryback's out. We're moving R-Truth and Barrett up onto the card. And yep. this is the new dark match.
Wait, who's fighting on the card now?
R-Truth and Barrett have a match.
They do not.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Because after SmackDown.
We'll feed you, baby bird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful. Well, yes.
That's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We're previewing the Battleground show today.
That's right.
Which will go up tonight, and we're all going to be there.
Yeah!
That's the exciting thing. Yay. Every single person in this room will be at the Battleground show in St. Louis.
Isn't that convenient, how that happened?
It's a couple of weeks before the show. What are you insinuating?
They had a lot of tickets left over. That's what I'm insinuating.
They did.
And nothing else.
And I want to give a shout out to my hero on the radio station for getting me a ticket, Lord Kirby Ray.
Kirby Ray!
Thank you, sir.
He's the man.
He is the man with the hair.
That's right. It doesn't rhyme, but that's okay.
Wow, that's fine.
But it's a truth.
It's true.
So, yeah, we don't have Zach today.
That's right.
You can tell by the fact that no one's butted in with a terrible joke yet.
Speaking of butts.
We promise there'll be less dick references.
Das butt.
Das butt. Is that your catchphrase now?
No, my catchphrase was my wiener instead of dis dick.
Well, can you please say that the same way exactly once again?
My wiener.
I was back in Kewaunee for 5 seconds there, man. I was right back in New Madrid. It's the my. That's my favorite part. My
wiener.
M-A-H.
I don't even know what it's about, and I still like it.
I don't know what the show's about now. I thought we were talking about wrestling.
You almost led into your own catchphrase there. This show
makes no goddamn sense.
I'll let you finish it.
Thank you. Some big news today out of TNA.
Yes.
They released the whole...
Well, it's TNA. I was going to say it's TNA. Is it really
that's
that big?
It's as big of the news as they have that doesn't involve their world champion getting arrested. So
wait, did he?
No, but Jeff Hardy, that was the biggest news that they've had in a while.
Well, we talked about it right before we came on. The 411 headline says TNA releases Jeff Hardy and Hulk Hogan DVD. And I really wish there was an ellipsis there at the end, because honestly, for a second, I really did think we were back in 2010.
Well, no, because they would never release Hulk Hogan.
No.
They would beg him to stay.
Hulk Hogan releases Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
We don't have any money to give
Bubba.
You, but you can have all of it.
Right.
I was thinking or Bubba the Love Sponge's wife releases Hulk Hogan.
I had just managed
Thanks,
to forget
Gawker.
That guy existed.
Uh-huh.
Bubba the Love Sponge?
Human garbage.
Yeah. Didn't Awesome Kong almost destroy him?
God, I wish he would have.
Yeah.
That's
pretty bad. But no, we do have some news other than the wrestling to talk about. Well,
we do.
It's still wrestling and related.
Yeah, if you're not into wrestling, it's time to
This go. Is the wrong show.
This,
you're
on the wrong show.
Maybe don't listen to the Pro Wrestling Unscripted show.
And also, if you've never played Arkham Knight, don't listen to Trainwreck Thursday. Fucking Johnny.
Well, let's be clear.
I've already beaten the game. Everyone else should have done beat it, too.
It's only been out, or it's been out for 2 weeks. Come on, give me a break here. Doesn't everyone have all the free time in the world?
Hurrying it up, you bet. Is he Motherfucker of the Week, then?
He's Motherfucker of the Week.
Okay.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I was going to say, you said that about, don't listen if you haven't played the game. If you have inkling...
But it was well after he'd already said that.
Right.
It's true.
And if you have any inkling of what happens, he's going to... It's not much of a spoiler. And it's still a spoiler. Away part of the game, but you probably are right.
If you guessed it all, you probably got it. Yeah.
Well, doesn't absolve him, but still.
No, because I texted Jesse this morning. I was like, hey, just so you know.
Just don't.
Don't listen to that show.
If you haven't gotten to the reveal yet. And he's
right.
Like, good heads up, because he hasn't gotten there yet.
Oh, man.
Oh, has he not?
No.
Well,
he's been busy.
Bastard.
I know he's been kind of busy with
I know he's busy not posting the shows on time.
but recording plenty.
Oh, yeah, my God. 8 shows a week. Pretty soon it's going to be Pro Jesse Unscripted.
Well, he is going to the show, right?
Yeah.
He is with Asa Gray.
Wow.
Yep.
Jesse got tickets, too. That's amazing.
How did
everybody from Podzilla get tickets?
That is interesting.
This
is insane.
Right?
The plot thickens.
Hey, news. News?
News.
News?
News.
One thing I read on here just before we started the show that I think is great is that Bubba Ray and D-Von did an interview with, I forget who, where they basically talked about how much they want to go back to WWE as a tag team, while Bubba Ray is the authority figure on TNA.
Just announced.
Like, didn't he just debut
on
Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, that was the thing. That was the big part of the show. And in fact, I'm deleting it from my list right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to clear things off.
I'm so disappointed because he told me that he had resigned with TNA, but it wasn't really clear what his role was.
And right.
2 weeks ago, they're like, Dixie Carter came back as a face because reasons.
Are you saying I told you that?
Well, you told me that.
Okay, well, the way you made it sound, I thought Bubba Ray told you.
No.
I was on the phone with him, right?
Yeah. I thought you were Louis for a second.
Close personal friend.
Close personal friend, Bubba Ray. Louis Ray.
That's pretty bad. I was really hoping that he would not re-sign with TNA because, I mean, one, it's a sinking ship. Everybody knows that.
Right.
I hate to say it because I don't want anyone to lose their jobs, but it's a sinking ship. And plus, I just really want to see him back in WWE. He's gotten so good at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great heel.
I was so hoping that he would end up in NXT.
Yeah.
Just
like Rhino.
Let's be clear, too. Exactly. We don't know that he actually got offered anything. I mean, he showed up in the Royal Rumble, made a couple of allusions after the fact that he really wanted to be back there.
Yeah, but
and then there was
like
nothing that happened. So,
which is a shame. I feel like Triple H, at least, has such an eye for talent.
Right.
Especially for NXT. I mean, he signed Rhino. He signed Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
You would think they would love to have Bubba Ray back.
Yeah, you'd think.
But of course, there might be something there that's kind of keeping it
from happening.
Could be some extraneous stuff going on in the background. Well, speaking of TNA and being a sinking ship, Shannon, as you mentioned, apparently, this is according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, but they have privately informed some talent that the Destination America deal is indeed coming to an end.
I've heard that.
Apparently, it's very read between the lines where talent has been told that the overseas TV money is going to keep them afloat while they look around for a new network in the U.S. and a new deal. They've also told the talent the company will be fine, that is, because they've cut most of the big contracts and the higher paid wrestlers due to the business model changing. We're going to be fine because we got rid of all the guys anybody cares to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, who have they actually cut?
That's what
I'm
wondering.
Because Kurt Angle just signed a new deal.
Right.
Jeff Hardy's still there.
Jeff Hardy's still there, apparently. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, he's still out with an injury. Remember he broke his leg?
I thought that was Jeff that broke his leg.
Yeah,
because Matt Hardy has been wrestling the last couple weeks.
Right. And I'm glad Matt Hardy's there because Matt Hardy at one point was my favorite wrestler. So I'm glad he's doing well.
You and my buddy Rob, man. You guys are carrying the banner, I'm telling
you.
Well,
not anymore.
He had a 6-minute match with Kurt Angle, and then the next week he's like, I took Kurt Angle to the absolute limit. I deserve a title shot because I loosened him up for you.
Because of reasons.
Well, I mean, in TNA, the only requirement for a title shot has worked for WWE.
Right.
You know,
that's usually the requirement for a title reign.
Or currently works for Lucha Underground. Apparently. Oh,
what are you talking about, Asa?
Hernandez has gotten TNA into quite a bit of trouble because he has, like, apparently. I don't know the full details. I just kind of read an allusion on it on Reddit.
I've actually got it. Yeah, I got it right here. So let me pull it up real quick.
Because he signed a deal with TNA.
Yeah.
But kind of seemingly didn't mention that he also had a contract with Lucha Underground.
Uh-oh.
That was supposed to keep him off of other televised.
From what I understand, I'm reading it right now, he told them, he told TNA that he was free and clear of any contractual obligations with any other promotion and that he was released from Lucha Underground. According to sources at Lucha Underground, Hernandez requested a release but did not receive one. So that's that old thing of, like, if you put your 2 weeks notice in at your job, can they legally say no?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And technically they can. I mean, I've heard
especially if you're under contract.
Well, it's a contract. Yeah. It's like, there's a difference between, you know, me going to the place. And saying, hey, this is my 2 weeks notice. I will no longer be here.
Right.
As opposed to, like,
you signing a contract.
Having signed a contract that I will be there for 3 years. I can't just be like, oh, hey, bye.
Right.
Two years early?
By Felicia. That's what I was going to say was contracted. Hey, you knew it was coming.
I did.
Contracted employees, you know, like you said, a good example would be teachers. My wife's a teacher, and she knows several who have requested the release to go work for another school district that has basically already hired them, and the existing district will say, I'm sorry, you know, we did a month's worth of interviews or whatever. We didn't find anybody else who fits qualifications. We got to keep you around.
Yeah.
And if your contract is up for, you know, even a year, you still have to stick around for that time.
Isn't that what's happening to you here?
No, believe it or not, I do not have like an inked, you know, solid contract or whatever.
Really?
I would
sign you to a deal immediately.
I appreciate
that. What exactly is it that you do here?
What would you say you do? I deal with the customers. Can't you see? I'm very important. Anyway.
So TNA has sent, they sent him a cease and desist letter.
TNA did? No,
Lucha Underground did. Okay. Sorry. Lucha Underground sent a cease and desist letter to TNA. So
I was going to say to Hernandez, like, stop being Hernandez. Stop it.
Knock it off.
Use another stereotypical Mexican name. From now on, you're Jorge Gonzalez.
And what are you doing in the impact zone? That's the real question.
That's a legitimate question. Yeah. Like, shouldn't you be? I don't remember what they call the temple.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Lucha Underground deal.
This is the first time they actually said, what's he doing in the impact zone, and meant it. Like, what the hell is he doing in the impact zone?
The Lucha Underground management was watching the show going, what is Hernandez doing in the impact zone? It fits and it's funny.
Finally.
It's a double threat.
Remember when Mike Awesome jumped ship from ECW to WCW?
And became the Fat Chick Thriller?
Well, that's another story.
For another time.
But he carried the ECW title with him, and they had that whole mess there. It's like, what's Mike Awesome doing in the Nitro zone? Unfortunately, Hernandez is not nearly as important as Mike Awesome was.
You know, it's funny, now that you remind me of that, wasn't Mike Awesome the first WCW, EC, whatever guy during the invasion to win a WWE title? He won the hardcore title. Wasn't that him?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember.
He's carrying the banner for all these, because it was either him or Rhino, but I think Rhino was already working for WWE at the time.
Yeah, well,
I know he was, actually.
Well, I know Mike Awesome, when he jumped from ECW to WCW, he still had the title.
Right.
He had to drop the title. So, in one of the craziest things I can ever remember happening.
Oh, it's Taz.
Yeah.
It's Taz. An ECW title was defended by a WCW wrestler and beaten by a WWF wrestler.
Right.
That was insane at the time.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
That is what the invasion angle should have been. But
hyped.
Well, actually, I guess it was, because WWF still beat them in the end. Horribly.
Yeah, all those guys obviously still worked for WWE to some capacity. So
what happens to Hernandez in this case? You know, what can they do?
Question,
they ship his ass back down to Mexico?
Well,
I'm sure Donald Trump would appreciate it.
The thing with TNA is, I would imagine it's harder for them because they film like a month-long block of shows.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, they said they had to get rid of all of the stuff they've recorded.
So if they recorded, I don't know if they try to do reshoots and try to scramble a crowd together,
you remember, was it a couple of weeks ago, I don't even know what their pay-per-views are called anymore, man, honestly. Was it Slammiversary when Ethan Carter won the title? Is that the deal?
No, it wasn't on Slammiversary. That was just on an episode of Impact.
Yeah, they had to move it because they had shot so far in advance that they had created
a paradox.
Yeah. Time. Yeah. Yeah, it was very Back to the Future.
Rick Rude was there.
No, because it was supposed to, they had a pay-per-view on Sunday, but that title match wasn't until that next week.
Right.
Yeah. So even though both of those guys were on the show,
they couldn't make allusions
to the whole, they have a big match coming up.
Talk about that one.
Don't know.
Is there any way we can somehow audibly describe the Jim Cornette face at this point and say, fuck this company?
They just say, fuck this company.
Fuck this company.
Yeah, that'll pretty much cover it. That'll take care of it.
Do you think they can stay afloat? Honestly,
man,
you think they can stay afloat without
deal? They might have that Toby Keith money coming at them.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus Christ.
That's the old GFW route. Do I think they can? Yeah, but that's just me being an optimist. Do I think they will? Honestly, man, like you said, I don't want people to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
At this point, I kind of hope not.
Well, do you remember?
TNA is so screwed up management-wise. From the top down, it's just bad.
See, and that's the thing, is it's like they have such a strong
roster.
Roster.
And that's it.
I actually enjoy quite a bit of, especially versus the friggin' jump cuts and shaky cam everything. Like,
right.
I think Impact is a well-produced show overall.
Yeah.
Like, when it's bad, it's real bad. Like, they completely miss big spots, stuff like that. But overall, I think they do okay. It's just that, for whatever reason, whoever's in charge just needs to they need to take the short bus back home and...
Well, it is funny that you mentioned that.
Let someone else.
Because apparently they just signed some, and I didn't save this story, but they signed some kind of a deal with the production company to, elevate their production value even further. So, I mean, that's great, and like you said, I said they got a good roster, but again, the management and the booking, everything from the top down just seems like bad news.
You can dress the place up as well as you want, but if they're going to make the same mistakes over and
still
over again.
I do think also, another thing, too, is a lot of their rosters, that roster is starting to thin. Losing a lot of people.
Yep. Well, they just let go of Hogan and Hardy.
Well, they had to save that money, but it's okay because the overseas TV is going to keep them alive for
a while. They're huge in Bangladesh, as I understand.
Great Khali just got signed.
Eric Bischoff said it best whenever WCW was going out of business and they offered to sell it to him, but they wouldn't give him a TV deal.
Right.
They were going to sell him the name and everything else in the video, but he said without a TV deal, what's the point?
Yeah, you got nothing.
So with TNA, even if you're going overseas and putting on these great shows, even if they're great shows, without a TV deal, who's going
to
see it?
That's one of the first times in history I can think that I will, bless you, that I would love to see, I referenced it. I shouldn't have. Otherwise, I may not have heard that.
I ducked down so no one would hear it.
Thanks, Sonic. I really... I really, this is one of the first times I can think of in history that I want to know what Eric Bischoff thinks of something. I really would be curious to see what he would have to say.
I've always respected Eric Bischoff as a businessman.
Sure, I do too.
I always
but
have.
Most of the time,
I find him fascinating.
Tell him to shut the fuck up.
He's kind of a dick, but yeah. I mean, so is Vince McMahon. Horribly.
Oh, man.
Horribly a dick.
What else we got news wise? What do you got?
I don't know if you guys haven't talked about the. Well, we referenced Ryback being.
We're going to save that for the show, though.
Okay.
We're just going over the card. You don't know how things work around here, Greg.
I know. I'm a special guest.
We'll let you know whenever we get there. I did read about Seth Rollins. Apparently, he has a feud going on with John Morrison.
Did you hear about this? I didn't see this.
I didn't hear about this either, but he did an interview. Apparently, John Morrison said that he would destroy Seth Rollins in everything.
Well, that's
pretty vague as that is.
Yeah, really. What does he mean by that, I wonder?
It's going to be a dick off. They're just going to...
You know, I would hope with Ace of Gray here, we would have less dick references.
I mean, look who the two of them are. Those are just gorgeous men.
It's true. And they were, well, it's I don't know about Morrison, well, I mean, obviously Rollins got caught with the...
I've seen Seth Rollins' dick legitimately. Morrison, I can only dream.
You're like Dave Chappelle in that old Chappelle Show segment where he goes to the live version of the internet, like the mall.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see what's
Ron
going
Jeremy's
on here?
There?
Of course I do. Ron Jeremy, show it to me.
You want to see me have sex? No. You want to see Paris Hilton have sex? Yes.
I seen it, Ron. I got my stroke from you, man. Anyway.
Also, I've seen the Paris Hilton sex tape. Remember we used to talk about porn on this show?
I remember Zach used to talk about porn on this show.
Seth Rollins also hated the Tough Enough contestants and said that not a single one of them showed anything to him.
So, much like the rest of us, Seth Rollins pretty much hates all the Tough Enough contestants.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of Tough Enough, but every single thing that I've seen, like, recapped or people talking about it, it's apparently just atrocious.
USA hates it. We talked about that last week on the show. Yeah, USA Network can't stand it. So that's not very good for them.
But, I mean, you got Chris Jericho in the scarf there.
Yeah. Surely that would save them.
That'll sell some tickets.
And this is going to be a derailment, and I apologize.
It's all right.
Hey, John.
What do you have against that goddamn scarf? Anytime anyone mentions Chris Jericho, your first instinct is to say that, in that fucking scarf.
Let's continue to ask about Shannon Haye. What exactly do you have against Paige? Because you are constantly mad about Paige.
I can feel that one for him.
Okay, let me address the first one, then you can feel the second one. Okay. And I feel like it's going to be insulting to me somehow.
It's
almost like you're tricking me into thinking you're going to be on my side.
No, I'm not on your side, but I know your argument.
Okay.
And I feel like I can say it with less rage, so it'll be...
Right. As far as the scarf goes... I just don't like, and it's, first off, let me say, what Chris Jericho wants to do with his image is up to him.
Right.
It's entirely up to him, but I also have the right to not like it, obviously. When I think of Chris Jericho and that rock star attitude, it feels like he's trying too hard to be that glam rocker now, that pretty boy rocker, like a Bon Jovi style.
Yeah.
When I see him, I see Bon Jovi after he got his pump on. You know, he got big. Jericho's a great talent, and I think he's amazing.
Yeah.
But that scarf is just indicative to me of his just douchey rock star, I'm a rock god attitude, which he's not. I like Fozzy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I have their album, one of them. I like two of songs off of it, to be honest with you. But he has not earned the right to wear that scarf yet.
We're not there. We're not
yet.
That far
you yet. Give me some more. You give me some more hits on Real Rock 99.3.
Yeah.
You talked to Jericho, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely.
And you talked to him not even about wrestling. It was about the music.
It was about, they were doing a show in St. Louis and got a chance to enter. I actually have Chris Jericho's phone number somewhere.
True so story. Does Louis.
Oh, wow.
Keep it under lock and key because that terrifies the hell out of me. I could not. This is the thing. I couldn't bring myself to get rid of it. But at the
but
same time, I know I can never
phone?
Use it. Yeah. Exactly. I can never do anything with
right.
it.
Right.
So. You need to get in your house installed in case of emergency. Prank call.
Just prank
call
Jericho's
number.
Well, what was your, I want to die, man.
What was your impression of Jericho?
He was a really nice guy. I'll be totally honest with you. And he was... I've done a lot of wrestling interviews, too, and honestly, it came across like a very similar type of interview. I mean, they want to talk about the show as opposed to, you know, wrestling, obviously. We talked a little bit about wrestling.
Right.
But, you know, he was playing the showman, so it wasn't really – I didn't really get the in-person vibe I might have gotten otherwise.
Like you weren't sitting down having dinner
with
him or anything like that.
Yeah, we're on the phone. We're hitting the important stuff.
But, of course, he's in promotion mode, too. So
right, I think that's maybe my problem with him is every time I see him, I feel like he's only in promotion mode.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that. I know you feel like this sometimes being a radio DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Even I feel like this sometimes as a podcaster and a game salesman. But you sometimes wonder where the promotional aspect of your life ends and your realistic and your real persona comes out.
Yeah.
Because so often now I find myself in my podcast persona everywhere
right.
that I forget how to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, Jericho has that promotional side down, and I want to see the real Jericho. Yeah. I feel like he doesn't have the same fire he had before. Like, now it's almost forced.
I'll fill in for Zach on this one. The closest thing I think I've ever gotten to seeing or hearing Jericho to any degree where he felt like himself, like a real person, is this podcast. I've listened to a couple of episodes of it, actually back in February on our way down to Memphis for Fastlane, and the one with Ryback and another one, too. And there are parts of it, don't get me wrong, because he, of course, he has, you know, sponsors and all sorts of stuff where he has to stop and do that. But when he's talking to people, it feels pretty genuine. I mean, he felt like he was just talking to a friend, and just like our, you know, shows here. You're just talking to somebody, you just record it, and there it is.
Well, us, not Jesse's show. Because he's in full-on promotion mode.
Oh, wait, Jesse actually listens to these, doesn't
he? Not this one.
Oh, okay.
Not the wrestling one. Now, I'll have Asa field the question for me about Paige.
So, and if I'm wrong, you can correct me, but because I feel like we talked about this. The reason he doesn't like Paige is because she was so much better in NXT.
Oh.
She doesn't really get to do a lot of stuff in WWE.
Yeah. Right.
She just screams. That's her gimmick.
She has her scream. She doesn't really get to cut any impassioned promos they did in NXT. And also, it kind of seemed like she was a forced replacement of AJ.
Yes. I can agree with that. Yes.
So she, instead of being her own thing, they're just kind of shoehorning her into this role of what they needed.
Yeah,
and I guess this is where I'm falling on the side of optimism again, and just like constantly hoping against hope that it's going to get better.
I still think her matches are better than 90% of that Divas roster that's up there now.
It's true.
Hey, speaking of, can we talk about the Divas from Monday?
Well, I'm just looking at this article right here, and real quick, I just want to tack on to Asa.
Yes.
He's 100% right. I mean, he pretty much nailed it on the head. The other thing I don't like, though, and I don't know if this is entirely her fault or whether it's the company, because, again, we don't know if the Twitter machine is them or if it's, you know, corporate sponsored.
Yeah, you're not talking about this. So I think I know where you're going.
When she mentioned the fact that Nikki Bella can't wrestle and all this stuff, I hate that.
Yeah.
You don't point. I mean, if you say it as in I'm better than you as a wrestler, that's fine. But you don't point out in a fake sport that someone's not as good at fake wrestling as you are, because one, it exposes the business, which, I mean, at this point is exposed.
At this point, it's, that's
But still, there is a level of mystery to this industry that I feel it's important to keep, and it's insulting to the person you're talking to.
True.
You know, I will never tell you Nikki Bella is the greatest wrestler on the roster, because clearly she's not.
Right.
But she has made improvements, and she does work hard. It's not like these girls just show up, get paid to go out there and do nothing.
Right.
They all work hard. So to tell someone you're less important than me because you can't fake wrestle as well as I can, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, two things about that. One, it's very different for us to say that versus someone who's a direct, you know, not employee, co-worker, I guess is what I'm going for with her. Someone who's basically on that same level to put her down. Us doing it down here from the
bottom
seats, it doesn't really matter. And the other side, and this is not absolving it, but I think it might shed a little light on that. You know, Paige is like, what, 22, I think?
She's a kid.
She's still a kid. I mean, that's again, not absolving it, but might be a little more understanding.
Well, I mean, and when I was that age, I did the same thing. You get arguments online, you start insulting people. It's something you do. Yeah. As an older person now, I can look back.
Well, and I think part of that, too, is
I won so many arguments.
That's
one
of the things with, like, the WWE, especially, like, the wrestlers on Twitter. Half of their stuff is kayfabe, and then half of their stuff is, like, just them.
Yeah, so, it feels like they don't really understand how they want to do their Twitter. Like, it needs to be one or the other.
It's like Bray Wyatt is a perfect example of that, because, his was, for the longest time, just super weird cryptic stuff or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he would just go weeks at a time.
Yeah.
But then he started, like, retweeting, like, fan, like, little kid drawings.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
That's weird.
Terrible.
It's...
Terrible.
Well, and even... Sometimes they are okay with, you know, just sort of being themselves. I said that about they should pick. It should either be a kayfabe or the other way.
Yeah.
But, for example, a guy like Ryback is actually fairly intelligent, pretty decently smart guy.
And
his Twitter is interesting. Well, his Twitter is interesting. Let me just put it that way. He seems pretty good about, you know,
I mean, as long as you can catch those tweets before he deletes them.
Right, right.
3 minutes later.
But my point being, on TV, he is Ninja Turtle, I'm the EIC champ guy. You know what I mean? I mean, he
why
just
Ninja
comes across
Turtle?
Like it is. Because he's got the color. He's colorful. He's very colorful. And he has the armbands.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The head. Yeah. The shoulders.
Does Eric Rowan have a Twitter?
Shell shocked.
Yeah. Does Eric Rowan have a Twitter?
Why the fuck would he
have a Twitter?
Is Eric Rowan employed anymore?
Yeah, he's injured.
He's still there. Oh,
they're all injured.
He got injured. He got injured at a house show, and that because they were about to do that big like the Reapers thing.
Yeah, they were coming back.
Almost there. Right.
So hopefully it's
So the Twitter machine is a terrible idea. If you have a character in WWE who should not be using Twitter, you should not be using Twitter.
But you know who does that really well? Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Stardust has Stardust has a Twitter account, and then the Prince has a Twitter account.
Austin Creed.
And
Or, I'm sorry, Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
He's a great example to me of someone that uses the internet right, because the way his character is written, he can go online and do game reviews and post stuff like that, and it makes sense. But you see Bray Wyatt out there talking about, you know, Grand Theft Auto 5 doesn't make
but
sense.
But then again, he had on one of the newest episodes on his Up, Up, Down, Down YouTube channel.
Love it, by the way.
Yeah. Which is great. Yeah. The Street Fighter tournament. Who did that involve? Tong Po, a.k.a. Rusev.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He seemed like the big... I love Rusev so much more now because he's a teddy bear.
Yeah,
that's great. He was just so excited about just like... Just to be there. He was playing a game and like, I win.
That's awesome.
I make thing.
Like, I make you.
It doesn't seem like he knew what was
going
on.
Old country way.
I felt the same way about Cesaro. I saw him play Double Dragon with Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like I said this before, these guys, whenever you get them away from the writing, the bad writing in WWE, they're so much more likable.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of likable, because we need to get this back on track.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. The Divas.
Yes.
Everybody likes the Divas right now.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now.
In 2 weeks, they won't give a shit again.
Nope.
But on Raw, they did more for the Divas division than they've done in years.
6 years.
And even that was a backhanded kind of compliment.
I was so split on this segment. And you and I have talked about this.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
It just drives me nuts. On the one hand, I'm so glad to see, and that moment, that visual of the three NXT girls with the submissions locked in on the Bellas and Alicia, that's going to be around for a long time. That's going to be referenced constantly. You know,
it's
this
gonna
was
be in
the moment
intro
that
movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This was the moment it started. You know, the big revolution started in the Divas division. Yeah. At the same time, boy, it sure is good that Stephanie McMahon was there to save us all.
I have a theory on that. I have a theory on that.
Okay,
I think between that and Triple H's proud daddy Instagram pictures, and the way that character's going, I think they're about to turn the authority to full on faces.
Yeah,
but it's gonna come from Seth Rollins. You know how he attacked Kane
on
Monday,
making them all sympathetic.
I think it's going to turn. The authority is going to break away from the dirty heel, Seth Rollins. So Seth Rollins is going to stay a villain, and the authority is then going to become kind of a face. I'm not saying that I want to see it. The authority.
It's a good theory, though.
The authority figure in general is way too played
out. It's worn
out
as well. I think they'll never do a face authority, though. They haven't done a face authority since Teddy Long, I think.
Triple H started as a face.
For just a little bit there.
I think they're going to keep, if anything, they're going to keep him neutral, and that would be the best.
Right.
Keep him neutral just as the overpowered. But it reflects on what happened on Monday. Exactly. Stephanie McMahon comes out, even if she's doing a good thing for the, you know, they're advancing it, it's still Stephanie McMahon.
Well, you've completely...
It makes no sense.
Yeah, you've completely undermined any... And she referenced, you know, oh, Paige, you've been working so hard to try to do this, but no one will back you up. So here I am to save the day. It just completely undermines the past... Why have we been watching the past 3 months? What's the point?
Yeah, and Nikki...
Paige was never going to get to that point, apparently.
Does Nikki Bella... did she not at one point reference her friendship with Stephanie McMahon as why the other divas won't help her?
Yeah.
So now Stephanie McMahon comes out and goes, I'm going to help.
Yeah. JK.
Yeah.
So what took you so fucking long?
Yeah.
You know? It made me so mad because Stephanie McMahon, and we talked about this before, that heels and faces don't matter in the Diva division. Stephanie McMahon, a heel who has done nefarious things.
The biggest. Yeah, exactly.
Comes out, buries Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
Let's point that out. Nikki Bella will never get her heat back on Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, so whether you like Nikki Bella or not, she's the champion, and to see her knocked down like that by a woman who's not going to wrestle her, that sucks.
Well, not to mention, I feel like maybe Nikki jumped in, and this might have been an unscripted deal, but she jumped in the middle of Paige's intro and started saying, I don't even know why Paige is coming out here, because I've beaten her. I've proven that I can beat her. And that should have been fine.
That's a good point.
Let that go.
Yes.
But what does Stephanie do as soon as she's done? Oh, by the way, Nikki, you know, you don't get to talk when I don't let you talk. It's not your turn.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
When it's your turn, I'll let you know.
Do we really need to get Stephanie McMahon over more?
Yeah, no.
She's a fucking face of the company.
I will say, like, while I disagree the way they did it, I think it makes sense because that was their way of kind of letting the crowd know, don't boo me. Like,
I'm going to do something good.
This is something a face is going to do.
Well,
like,
if
put
they
the
had,
heel in their place. But there's...
If they had better writing, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of Raw that upset me, and I want to get right back to the Divas after the statement, and then we'll get into the preview show, obviously. When Mark Henry came out to help the primetime players, Mark Henry was a heel as of 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
His face turn is that he came out with the primetime players.
Right. That's it.
They're just there.
They can't even get basic booking right at this point.
Yeah.
At least before they would do a terrible angle to turn them face or heel.
Right.
Now they're forgoing that and just turning them face or
heel.
Well,
I feel like all their energy is going to the main, like, six guys.
Yeah, the big
And then
dudes.
Everyone else, they kind of will, you probably should be on TV. Just go with them.
Yeah. You go with
Harry,
you
a good guy or a bad guy
hey,
this
like,
week?
Well, like 2 weeks ago, I laid out so-and-so. Like, yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. It's cool. That's why you're friends now. Just accept it.
Speaking of divas, there's no match for the pay-per-view.
Not currently.
Still not.
Nope.
And SmackDown's over.
Yep.
Asa, you said you watched SmackDown. Was there anything on SmackDown about it?
They did. Like, I didn't watch it. I just kind of read over what had happened, like read all the results and everything.
You
the
know
live
more
review.
About it than either of us.
Yeah, well, one of the top stories is still no match.
They did a video package on it, which apparently, according to someone that I'm friends with on Facebook who went to SmackDown, that video package got one of the biggest reactions.
Wow.
For the Divas division. Nice. Was just like a huge...
Well, it's very easy to make these guys popular. I mean, the Divas... You can't go wrong with Divas. If they can wrestle, okay, you've got wrestling down.
Right.
Give them a character, now you've got something to talk about, and yeah. They're gorgeous. So you got something to look at.
Well,
the Divas should be a focal point of the show.
Yeah, and everyone that was brought up is a big-time fan favorite already in NXT, from
yes.
Charlotte to Sasha to even Becky Lynch. I mean, she's probably the furthest down the list there, but I mean...
But she's still got the pop.
Right, and if Becky Lynch is the worst that you've brought up, then you're doing pretty damn good, I could say.
The only reason I can think of that they're keeping Stephanie McMahon so strong in this is because they're still pushing for Ronda Rousey at 32.
Yeah.
No.
And speaking of one, that's a terrible
idea.
It's
just not going to happen.
Because Ronda Rousey, if it wasn't a fake fight, would obliterate Stephanie McMahon fast.
I made this joke after WrestleMania 31. It would have to be Ronda Rousey in a handicap match against Stephanie McMahon and J&J Security.
And
to be any halfway
that's
believable.
True. Because that's the only one she's going to get to throw around.
Did you hear the shot Rousey took at Mayweather?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
I have turned around so hard. I don't want to say hard when I'm talking about Ronda Rousey.
Slow down, cowboy.
I've changed my opinion about Ronda Rousey completely. I did not like her. I thought she was a bitch. And that's offensive to say because, I mean, whatever. But I thought she was a cunt. That's better.
Are you sure?
I was a Misha Tate fan. I'm a Misha Tate fan. I like Cupcake. But I never knew how legitimately in love with wrestling she is. And not only that, but she's the best fighter in the world.
That's
man or woman. Oh, yeah. Ronda Rousey is incredible.
Yeah.
And then on SmackDown, basically all it was Sasha Banks kind of established her little trio, which is Alicia Fox and Naomi.
No.
Tamina.
Or Tamina and Naomi. Yeah. Tamina and Naomi.
Easy, Michael Cole.
I know.
Don't start getting all the African-American girls
Isn't it
confused.
Great when Shelton Benjamin helped New Day win?
Of the three squads, obviously you'd probably say Paige, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte is the dominating one.
Right.
Because obviously Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, and Alicia are the worst wrestlers.
But I disagree with that. I think Alicia Fox is way underrated.
I've always loved Alicia Fox. She's... And I think Brie Bella had the best diva character going last year. Her build-up to the McMahon fight was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. They just pissed it all away at SummerSlam.
And then Nikki Bella is like the John Cena of the Divas division. She's kind of bland, but she's got a great body, and she can work.
LOL Nikki wins.
Come on, Nikki.
Come on, Nikki.
Come on, Nikki. Well, hey, let's stop. What are we? We're like 30 minutes into this, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think if it's cool with you, I'm just going to literally just throw some headlines, and we don't even have to talk about them. I just think these are things that we should have out there as news.
Because we've been talking about the Divas division for quite a while.
Let's see. We passed up the Cody Rhodes thing. I guess I can pass that, and we're going to say...
Wait, the Cody Rhodes. What are you talking about?
Where his tweet about...
Well, not just even... Well, wait. Hold on. Maybe there's a lot more news.
Let's get into it.
I was really just... you and I were talking earlier today off-site here about Eden and the deal from Monday.
Well, the fan heckled them. And did you hear about this?
No.
It's sort of a two-part story. The first part is that apparently fans were really upset that Stardust returned to Raw and not Cody Rhodes because... Dusty, obviously, and Cody's just basically said, "I don't want to use my dad's."
That was the tweet that he put out.
Okay, cool. I didn't realize that he tweeted that. I saw that somewhere. Eden was a little more upset about it, especially because at that same show when they were leaving, they were getting back in the car. It was an emotional night for Cody. It was the first night back after his dad passed away. And apparently, one fan who was a little irate that they didn't stop for pictures yelled out something. I'm not going to quote it, but something to the effect of, "You know, you owe us. We pay your bills. You better take pictures with us."
Literally said, "We pay your bills." That actually
was part of it. Yeah, that was an actual.
Well, they bought
quote.
CM Punk's house, so
So, from what I understand, Cody Rhodes was like, whatever.
Yeah, he was pretty chill about it. Other than
I'm sure he's been told much
right. He's done this several times, I'm sure.
But they forget that Brandi Runnels or Eden Styles is a black woman. And she got real mad.
I was just going to say she just is his wife, and she was mad.
That too.
But it's important I like to think my wife would defend me the same way. But yeah, she went on with a big blog post basically saying that, you know, just for an example, she's like, "I'm a huge fan of Garth Brooks, but I would never go to a Garth Brooks concert and say, hey, we pay your bills. You owe us.
You owe me another song.
That's right. Yeah. Get on over this way. So Yeah, that was the thing.
So, wrestling fans, thank you for once again showing why
we're embarrassed to tell people
that's
that.
The most embarrassing part.
I'm so glad we did that show early on. I'm so glad I picked that as my most embarrassing thing, because I feel like it has been a running theme for shows ever since.
Absolutely.
What else? Wrestling Observer says that the plans for the NXT through the end of the year, as far as who they'll be focusing on, Finn Balor.
Of course.
Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy. Bayley, now that she's back from her injury.
Yes.
Hideo Itami.
Good.
Blake and Murphy and Alexa Bliss, which was a surprise to me.
I love Alexa Bliss. I have no opinion of Blake and Murphy. Of NXT.
I just think of they're the chicken breast. Just the blandest possible thing you
they're
can
the
put
neutral
out
zone.
There.
But hopefully there's something if you flavor and season it right then it's amazing. Well,
and that's the thing, exactly.
But not,
that's what Alexa Bliss is. She's the seasoner.
They're the dubstep brothers right now.
Yeah.
She's so pretty though.
And Mojo Rawley? Which was a surprise to me.
By association, then Zack Ryder, hopefully.
Well, you'd think, but he's not on the list.
God,
of course not. No, he's just there so people won't boo him.
I hope I don't butcher this name, but it seems like it'd be easy. Is it UHA Nation?
UHA,
yeah.
UHA. It is UHA. Okay, because I know this guy was UFC guy.
He's gonna be a breakout
MMA or something.
Yeah. What's that?
Somebody clarify for me. MMA, UFC. What did he do?
No, he was in like PWG.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
Gotcha. When they showed, I forget which. It was the last pay-per-view for NXT, I'm pretty sure. They showed
a bunch of the new signees.
I knew what the guy looked like, but I didn't know what he did before. He was a known name.
They kind of cheered everybody else, and when they got to UHA, it exploded. Yeah.
Yeah.
So UHA, even before he's gotten there, he's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. And what's great about him is he's like if Brock Lesnar and Shelton Benjamin just did a fusion dance.
I like that.
If they Dragon Balled it.
He's got the size. And
fusion.
Then he does some, like, look, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up, like, just UHA Nation, PWG.
Yeah.
And
will do. Good personality,
insane.
Too.
Cool.
And nice. And he loves the business. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm
so
excited.
So. Yeah, I'm happy about UHA.
Last little bit before the card, according, again, we're back to Wrestling Observer for these guys. The feeling right now.
Excuse me. Why aren't you on 411 Mania?
This comes from 411.
They're the ones that sponsor us.
But they quote it from Wrestling Observer, so it really doesn't
Maybe
matter.
If we just keep saying that 411 Mania sponsors us, they'll just be like,
enough.
Wait, did we? Yeah, I guess we did.
Send them some money.
Send them a check. All right, so I'm going to quote this because this is, I don't even feel right saying this unless I'm saying someone else said it. The feeling right now. SmackDown on Sci-Fi is a lame duck show.
I read this.
Because the show will be moving from Sci-Fi to USA in January, the feeling is the show will be focused more heavily come January with angles being started on Raw and leading into SmackDown to better connect the shows. They then don't go on to say what the hell they're going to do with SmackDown for the next 6 months.
Teddy Long, the same thing
that they've been doing, where it's rematches from Raw and video
and highlights. Yeah.
We've said it before. I really think Teddy Long is at home somewhere with the remote going, "Come on, come on, come on."
He's just
look
at his phone.
Row in one hand, phone in the other. Just give me a call.
Yeah, and I miss him.
I miss Teddy Long.
His head looked like a half sucked milk dud.
Someone. Who's going to go one-on-one with Randy Orton?
Nobody, because that's a tag match with The Undertaker.
Now, hold on a minute, player.
Oh, jeez. We should probably talk about Battleground.
Who? I know. I'm reading on 411 Mania that Battleground apparently has sold shockingly low tickets for this event. No wonder everyone from Buzzzell 1985 got to go.
Gee, I can't imagine why.
Which is sad, because it looks like a great card.
Correct me if I'm wrong, too, but is this not... They really haven't played this up, but every time I see advertising for it now, it says live on the WWE Network. Is it only on the WWE Network, or is it also going to be a pay-per-view event?
I thought they were still doing the pay-per-views.
I thought they had that contract.
Yeah.
I thought so, too, but maybe it's just the way they on the marketing, they only want to play up the network. I don't know, but all the marketing says live on the WWE Network,
come on.
Battleground.
If you're buying the Dish pay-per-view for this, you're a fucking idiot. For the price of one pay-per-view, you could get half a year of the network.
Oh, yeah. And they still sold a ton of them for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I forget what the number was, but 100,000 something.
If you're a wrestling fan and you are not subscribed to the WWE Network, you're a moron.
You're the motherfucker of
the
week.
You're the moron of the millennium.
Yay!
Okay, let me rephrase that. Hold on, sorry.
Actually, technically, I'm not paying for it either. Yeah. My buddy lent
me. Let me rephrase that. If you are not somehow watching it through friends that are paying for it, you're the moron of the millennium.
That'll work.
There. That'll cover everyone but me.
That'll do.
Motherfuckers.
All right, so card time? Is that the idea?
Well, let's get right to the first thing about the card, though. Ryback.
Yes.
Matches off. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it earlier,
that's
Asa.
Right.
Ryback is injured. He will not be there. Staff infection.
They need to just give him a couple Z-Packs. He'll be good.
I was waiting for that joke.
Send him back in.
Someone said CM Punk right now is going, ha, ha.
See, no, he's not, because I bet he doesn't even know about it, because he doesn't give a shit anymore.
He doesn't care.
Bullshit.
Why should he?
Well, bullshit. CM Punk is all over Twitter right now typing about
it. I guarantee you
he cares about Samoa Joe, because earlier this week he said something about just how he was hoping that they would use Samoa Joe well. So,
which they immediately then pushed him down the car.
Which, immediately got him. Like, yeah, you're back on NXT.
Well, he almost killed Tyson Kidd.
Carrying this knife every week.
Which this sounds familiar.
Did you hear about the Tyson Kidd injury itself?
It could have killed him.
5% of people survive it.
Wow. Yeah.
And of that 5%, almost the entirety of them are quadriplegic after it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you think
it's similar to the Christopher Reeves.
You think Tyson Kidd's done?
The fact that he shouldn't even be, his vertebrae up on his neck are backwards now. That's what they had to do to.
How awful is that for Samoa Joe? Man, he's done that move how many times?
Well, and apparently there's absolutely no, it was just literally, because the bump that he took that actually caused that was just a basic, just a bump. It was a freak thing.
Well,
it wasn't his fault. It wasn't Joe's fault. It wasn't Tyson's fault.
Well, I mean,
it's like when Mysterio came back and accidentally
killed the guy.
With a basic, head scissor.
Yeah.
It pretty much killed him. Everyone says it was the 619 that killed him.
No,
he was
already
out. He was already out.
I mean, the Muscle Buster at the end of the day, don't get me wrong, it looks ridiculous, but it's more or less just a suplex.
The best moves are the ones that looks like it'll kill you but doesn't hurt you.
Right, exactly.
Which is why they don't do the vertebraker, because it will kill you.
It will.
Ryback's out. So no match. Hopefully they're not just going to do Miz versus Big Show, because I don't want to see that.
No,
I'd read that they had just scrapped the entire thing.
That's not on the card. So get ready for Miz TV with the Big Show.
More than likely.
Yay.
Is that announced or is it?
No, I'm just assuming that that's what we got at Fastlane. But it was with Paul Heyman, so at least it was, Paul Heyman.
I will say, I love the Miz. I don't care. I was actually looking forward to that match.
The Miz.
Just
to
see what chicken shit Miz did against these two
Giants.
Giants.
Yeah.
And I want to add to that I really like Ryback. I always have. And I know a lot of people don't. I know Asa is not a huge fan of him. But I think he does a good job. He's a decent interview. He's generally a funny guy. Like, when I see him and he makes his jokes and stuff, he looks like a funny guy. And he's got the body of an Adonis.
Right, and the head of the little Mac and Me guy. You just put it on top. And...
The only one in this match that I didn't care about was Big Show.
Yeah.
And that's only because you talk about a man being overexposed.
Yeah.
Like, for so long, he's been doing the exact same thing.
For a guy who is, probably the biggest athlete or whatever outside of, you got Kali and... Big Show is so bland, man.
Yeah.
It drives me insane.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault.
Right.
He has a great personality. He's got a great personality.
He's got a great look because he's huge, obviously. Yeah. You can build that right off the
now,
bat.
But now, lately, they just want him to be the stoic just...
Yeah.
It's like, no, he has a great... Remember when he was doing, impersonation?
The showster.
You know, I went back and looked to it. He did that for maybe a month, and that's one of the main things people remember about the guy. Almost any time he gets brought up, that's one of the things that comes up.
Yeah.
It didn't last
that long.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
So they're not on the card, so we'll scrap that match.
Yep.
Let's get to the actual card. I don't have it listed here. Do you have it listed?
I do.
Awesome.
Well, lower card, I don't know if it's going to be the pre-show match or if it's
Truth versus Barrett.
Truth versus Barrett. Right.
That seems to be the pre-show. I think they have actually announced that was a pre-show.
This seems to be
because it's the feud.
It's the feud that no one knew was happening,
right?
But won't end
because they keep
wrestling each other.
They keep trading victories,
and it never really feels like an actual feud. But it's the whole R-Truth just assumes he's you just got a crown. I'll do a crown.
Mm. Yeah.
So hopefully this is the one that
if they were fighting, give them at least 5 minutes of airtime. For Barrett to say, all right, you know what? I'll put my king's mantle on the line at Battleground.
Right.
If you beat me, you're the new king. At least give it a point. At this point, there is no stipulations, so it's just them wrestling
again. Just a thing.
I can only hope this is the one where Barrett gets a strong win and then onto something else.
He does.
So I absolutely believe R-Truth is going to win.
I do, too.
By the way,
I
just want to point that out.
Because especially if it's the pre-show dark match,
Start the fans out happy. Yeah, exactly.
Is anybody happy, though?
The kids, Shannon. Think of the kids.
What's up?
Don't lie to me and say you're not going to yell what's up.
I'm not going to yell what's up. When he goes what's up, I'm going to yell shut up. Go back to...
Atlanta?
Yes. Go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, go back to Atlanta.
I was going to pull the John Massey. I'm sure I know where he wants R-Truth to go back to. And then he'll tell him who the Arkham Knight is.
On the way.
By the way, if you're listening, the Arkham Knight is not R-Truth.
Thanks a lot.
I think it would have been better if you just said it was.
Oh, all right, geez. So what's the actual card look like?
So, okay, but we're all in agreement pretty much. Barrett should win, R-Truth
will yes. Yeah. Bafflingly win again. and continue his non-push.
Yes.
Up the non-card.
Hey, speaking of matches that aren't for anything and don't mean anything, Randy Orton versus Sheamus.
Wow, that's a fresh matchup. I haven't seen it
indeed
before.
Indeed it is, isn't it? Let's be honest. Let's just cut to the cheese on this one, all right?
I'm gonna.
We're not cutting to the chase. I like to cut to the cheese on
just so you guys
matches.
Know, while you guys are talking about this, I'm going to play duck game.
Randy Orton, it's St. Louis. He's going to win. They had to get him on the card somewhere, yes. and he yeah. just came back from That's, whatever. He wasn't even injured. He was on vacation.
Well, it also works really well, too, because Sheamus just won Money in the Bank, and right. they can't let the Money in the Bank person win any matches until they cash in the Money in the Bank.
Exactly.
So,
like, and King he's got to have something to do. You got to keep him out there.
Yeah.
Make him well-known, but...
Why are we making the guys that won our events lose constantly?
Because, Shannon, booking. Because
wins and losses don't matter.
That's right.
Face and heel doesn't matter. Yeah, Randy Orton obviously is going to win.
Yeah,
Sheamus is going to go back and film more for Ninja Turtles.
There you go. Oh, yeah, because he actually is doing
He's,
that.
He's Rock City.
Yeah.
And I swear to Christ, Michael Bay, you motherfucker, if you don't make them actually transform into their mutant versions, if it's just them as them, I'm going to still go see it. And I will complain on the internet about it.
And what on a, this audio medium.
On right. this podcast.
Blast that flick on the internet tonight. By the way, at the beginning, I thought that you were, I thought there was a comment there. I swear to Christ, Michael Bay, I thought you were referring to him as the Lord. I was very confused.
I swear to Michael Bay.
I swear to the Lord of Explosions. What else? So, yet another match that means nothing. We're going to be real bored Sunday, boys.
Why are we going to
see,
this?
But here's the thing, like, I don't...
We could be at home watching this on the network eating pizza.
You're going to be at the show going, this show makes
no goddamn sense. I'm going to have a Jimmy Hart bullhorn.
Just your sign. Just you make a sign.
This
just
show makes no goddamn... You know what Zach said? He's making a sign for it. You know what it's going to say?
Podzilla1985.com?
Dis dick.
Well, I'm glad Zach's behind us.
He's not going to get it into the building. But I will say, like, both of those matches should be entertaining, at
least.
They
should, sure, yeah.
So,
did I even say what it was? It's Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt. I don't think I got that far.
I don't,
oh, are we skipping? But, we're past the Orton.
Oh, I thought we all just.
Okay, we're done. Okay, good.
Is there anything else?
If I talk about it again, I'm going
to
fall asleep. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just, Randy Orton. Another headlock. That's by the way. I saw that years ago. It was during Raw.
And
someone had to sign another headlock, Randy.
Oh. Oh, of course. Have you seen
Five Moves of Doom? Headlock.
Garden Stomp RKO. That's it. I don't know if you've seen, because if I remember correctly, you told me you didn't watch NXT regularly. Have you seen the God, what does he call it? Kevin Owens doing the Chinlock City.
No.
Have you haven't seen this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is it where he does the running start and then just sits down
behind? Drops into a chinlock. Yeah, he did it to Finn Balor a while back ago, and he will actually yell out Chinlock City as
That's
he does
awesome.
It. It's yeah. great. It's
Kevin fantastic. Owens, you continue to make me love you.
That's right.
Okay, so the Roman Reigns-Bray Wyatt match is just everything that I hate.
Oh, I want to talk about it. I want Issa to talk about this. Because
I have such because Bray Wyatt is just... He is the Lord and Savior. He's the new face of fear that won't win a match.
That's right.
This seems like neither one of these guys can lose this.
Right.
Yes, they can. Bray Wyatt can very easily lose this.
Well, I mean, he will. Like, there's no question in my mind that Roman Reigns wins this. But Roman Reigns is still kind of at the cusp of the
the
main
make
event.
A push.
Yeah. So it really kind of seems like that's the route they're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, like... Bray Wyatt can't.
But Bray Wyatt, though.
Because this is the first storyline. I mean, this is the first storyline he's had since Undertaker that actually seemed to have, like, it makes sense.
Yes. It's like, the first storyline. It's actually fleshed out.
Very
there's
true.
Something going
like,
on
there's
there.
A lot to it. And I think, I don't think this is just a one and done. I think this is probably going to be probably past SummerSlam, I'd even say.
If you had done this match between them, what, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, when it was coming off the Shield and the Wyatt family.
Or even in the midst of it.
Oh, my God. This would have been a main event.
It would have been huge.
This would have sold people.
Yeah.
And now they've ruined both Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt to the point. And they have ruined Roman Reigns. Let's put it on.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns was a hot prospect. They fucked.
That's a fact.
They fucked hard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Both of these guys would have been hot topics. But now it's like you said, who can win, who can't win. It's ridiculous we're even talking about it.
Yeah.
And I don't care is the point.
Yeah,
I want to care. I don't care enough about Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt. I haven't cared about since the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this so whole Roman thing Reigns. Is just kind of a wash at this point.
I'm thinking it's going to be some sort of no contest. I don't think there's going to be a winner, but if there is, it's going
to
be Roman
Reigns. Well, let's knock it out right now. Let's get to one of the big rumors. for Battleground. Sting is coming back to feud with Bray Wyatt.
That is,
could this
rumor,
be the start of the Sting Bray Wyatt feud? And I
could be.
I said this feud months ago after Sting fought Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
I said you have Sting go after Undertaker at WrestleMania 32. Have Bray Wyatt come out and say I'm the one that can show you how to get in the Undertaker's head because
right.
I did, and have them feud until then. If they do Sting and Bray Wyatt, I think it's a great idea. Sting
yeah,
and Bray
absolutely.
Wyatt would be a fantastic feud. Of course, you have to let Sting win because he already lost. That's the only bad thing about Bray
no,
Wyatt.
No,
every
don't.
Feud for Bray Wyatt is he has to lose.
Oh, jeez.
It's fate.
That's
you can't
true.
Fight fate,
well,
nigga.
You don't.
Uh-oh.
No.
No,
not this one too.
No, it was a Chappelle Show joke.
Oh,
it was a Chappelle Show.
I don't care.
It's okay. I grew up in Cairo. It's fine.
The other because there's that huge rumor about they've already done the press release, I guess,
mm-hmm.
has gotten leaked out, which says the Undertaker's back.
Yeah, but did they say anything about Sting?
I don't think they've said anything about Sting.
At this point, if they don't say something about it ahead of time, I believe it won't happen.
The new spoiler guy on Reddit said that the guy with the coffins is going to be back at Battleground.
Right. Well, and that was the thing. We didn't quite get to this, but this is a good time to insert all this. This is just to get all the news, the factual stuff, the facts that we know about
just,
the rumors.
Just the facts, Hunter.
Right. Undertaker would be back for sure by Raw.
Yes.
That he might be back by Battleground, and that they're building something for SummerSlam, but they have not said exactly what or really haven't rumored much. Part of this has been because they've been mentioning him a lot on TV lately. Then
yes.
There was that picture of him working out that league,
right.
So there was that. And then tied into that, the Sting reference, like you mentioned, that he might be appearing at SummerSlam. Not a lot of details, but that they would not be surprises, that they would be promoted well in advance. It wouldn't just be Sting shows up out of nowhere
right.
at SummerSlam.
Well, Taker looked good at Mania. He looked great at Mania.
True.
He looked so much better than he did against Brock, partly because of the hair.
And
the
partly because he wasn't concussed.
And he wasn't just immediately.
You know who looked bad in that match? Bray Wyatt, because he lost.
Yep. It's true.
You guys can't see this at home, but I'm rubbing my eye in frustration.
It's the only thing that stays.
I feel like my
headaches.
Nose is going to start bleeding in any second from my blood pressure.
So what's after Roman Reigns and...
all right, so we're done with all the non-title matches.
We pretty much said, Roman Reigns, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're pretty sure?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Yeah, at this point, we've got an all-face winning show so far.
Yep.
Tag team titles, I guess, would probably be next if we're just kind of working our way up the card. Primetime players put the titles on the line against the New Day.
This is another match I don't care about only because they haven't made me care about the story.
Yeah.
But I love the people involved.
Yeah.
I don't know who to cheer for because I love the prime. You're not as big on the primetime players.
New tag champs.
See, I love Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
Everything about Titus. I know you're not as big of a fan. You're not a fan at all, really.
Yeah.
I love his name.
I don't dislike him. He does absolutely. There's no.
I
don't understand the love that he gets.
If he were white, he would be champion.
Probably.
Because Vince McMahon loves big, big, strong guys like that, but he doesn't like them if they're a certain color.
Right.
Because, they don't belong there. Titus O'Neil would be champion if he were white. As it is right now, he's got the look. The name, Titus O'Neil, is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And the dog bark.
Just stop calling that finisher Clash of the Titus. I will punch myself if I have to hear that again. It's so bad, man.
It's not a good move either.
It's not a good move.
No.
It's just a sit-out spine buster.
The Monty
Round pounce. Yeah. It's that thing. It's just...
Wait, no. Clash of the Titus. No, that's the
D'Lo Brown.
That's the sit-out.
Oh,
sit-out.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the cross-running.
No,
clash.
I want to give you props,
that's
though, for referencing Monty Brown.
Monty Brown and the pounce.
I love...
Or what was his other
Marcus
name?
Marcus Corvon, yeah.
There's a guy that... Man, I'm sad he left.
Yeah.
I am too.
I loved him so
did
much.
You get, like, apparently there
it was
like...
family some, related,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was like his sister or something.
It was like
someone,
Rick Moranis.
Someone died.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He kind of... Yeah, it was real bad.
Marcus Corvon, if you're out there, come back.
Come back.
We're ready for you.
We're ready, Marcus.
You.
There are more black people in there now than there have been in a long time.
This is, and the primetime players need another partner.
They got Mark Henry now, who's a face.
Oh, yeah, of course. This is kind of, for me anyway, the opposite of the Roman Reigns-Bray Wyatt match, where in that match it seems like whoever loses something bad, it's not good if either one of them loses. I feel like this match will be okay no matter who wins. The outcome will be all right. Even if the primetime players lose the titles, they'll probably go back after them anyway.
Yeah.
If they don't lose them, then they look stronger for taking on the tag champs and or the former champs and winning what's basically a 3-on-2 match. So, good match. The outcome will be okay either way. It's tough for me to pick.
See,
me too.
I want New Day to win because if they're the champions, they will stay relevant. And the way that the tag team scene in WWE is right now, I very much worry if they will just drop off completely if they are not in contention with the titles. Which and I would much rather have New Day stay on TV and be relevant than the Primetime Players.
Yeah. I think it's a shame that three guys, because I love the Primetime Players as a team.
Yeah.
When you take Darren Young and Titus O'Neil and break them apart, they weren't nearly as good.
Nothing going on there.
But the opposite is true of the New Day. You take Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, or Big E separately, all three of those guys are fantastic talents on their own.
And good to go,
But it's a shame that, like Asa said, if they're not in the New Day and they're not going for the titles, they will be on Superstars jobbing to Jack Swagger in no time.
Randy
what a shame.
Be calling Kofi stupid over and over again before you know it.
What a bastard. I'm going to go with Primetime on this just because...
I am too.
You're in agreement on that? Just because they just won it, so they're not going to lose
again, it. Again, it's one of those things where that's what I think is going to happen, but it's not what I think should happen.
Right.
I feel it's always more interesting in wrestling when the heel is being chased by the face.
Right.
When the heel's doing the chasing, it's not nearly as exciting.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense to put the titles on the Primetime Players, the New Day, have Primetime chase them.
Yeah.
But they won it way too quickly.
But then when we've already seen that, though.
Exactly.
That's true.
It's happened too quick.
So that's why that's the main reason I don't think Primetime's going to drop the titles.
Yeah. So we continue with the face wins. So this will bring us up to the U.S. title then, John Cena and Kevin Owens.
Oh, man.
Ooh,
have you heard the rumor?
Or no.
The speculation online?
No.
What's that?
They're going to prolong Cena Owens 3 until farther in the year.
Oh.
And it's going to be a four-way. And it's going to be Rusev, Cesaro, Cena, and Owens.
My thought for this, what I would do, fantasy booking, if I'm armchair booking over here, you put, I would have, I used to have a plan for this. I always said, have Kevin Owens win, and then make it a four-way, and have everybody going after him for the title, but I don't think they're going to put it on Owens. Even though I've heard that they have all these great plans for Kevin Owens, and that he's going to be a huge star, I still feel like they're going to go with the old dog. And have Cena go over in this?
No. Yeah. And
I know, man.
Someone might have to give Jesse a ride home because I might just leave.
When Kevin Owens won Cena the first match, Asa and I, we jumped up, we hugged each other.
It was
a celebration.
Because we were so sure that, like, Kevin Owens, there's no chance he's going to win.
Every time he got a near fall, we were like, oh, well, that would have been good.
There you go.
And when he actually won, blew our minds.
Well, and I even said, I was like, man, I don't like that I'm falling for these.
Yeah.
They're making me think he might win.
And then when Cena won the second match, a lot of people I knew were upset, and I said, you got to have Cena win. Asa was upset. But you got to have Cena win. It doesn't make sense to have him lose constantly.
Yeah.
You have to have him win, and then have Owens win the third match. Because that's the way the story should go.
I was on this show. I remember this. This was fun.
Yes. But now that they've added fucking...
this, like, wrinkle of...
Oh, my God. Of other people, too. Like, now you got Cesaro in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got Rusev in the mix.
Right.
Which, what the fuck sense does that make? Well, why does Rusev not have a match against Dolph Ziggler on this show?
Because Ziggler's filming a movie. And he's hurt.
Yeah. So that's something we... I don't know if you guys talked about last week, but he's actually, re-signed.
Yeah, he's in. He's good to go. Well,
so, hold on. I'm in so much pain. Why does Dolph Ziggler... why do you sacrifice a sensical match on the pay-per-view to have him go film a WWE film?
Where he plays a cop. He plays a cop who's trying to save somebody. Kind of like that John Cena movie. Anybody remember that one? WWE has, literally three scripts,
that they make.
And they just redo them over and over. They're rebooting 12 rounds already. This one's blonde. So
this is terrible.
I will say this now that I'm thinking about it. If they made a cop movie with Dolph Ziggler, but it was basically Miami Vice, I would watch that over
all
and
day.
Over.
It would
I'd
be
watch
the only
it all
movie.
Day.
I would sell the rest of my Blu-rays.
I would want to watch it, but I would just go back and watch Fuji Vice.
But they could just call it, what if it was the
Fuji
GTA
Vice?
Vice City movie?
Fuji Vice?
No,
you got that?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hope you kept the receipt.
We were talking about so many things that are on the plate right now for these, and Shannon, like you said, adding other people to this feud. Let's just be honest. Kevin Owens has enough on his plate as it is.
Yeah.
He's got a feud with John Cena.
No Days Off.
Right. He's already announced to be going back against Finn Balor for the NXT title in August.
Yeah.
So that's literally a month away. We got a month and a half almost. He more or less has a feud with Hideo Itami because it's been pretty much
insinuated
the one who took him out.
And what about Samoa Joe?
And kind of an announcer's feud still with Alex Riley whenever he's around.
Mm-hmm.
They're stretching him so thin.
And now Cesaro officially.
And now
because
Cesaro.
He's attacked him a couple times.
Right. Yeah.
And now Rusev, he's got a problem with Rusev.
Yeah.
This is the best way that I think they're going to do to move Owens out of the Cena title fight. And that, to me is a statement that they're going to keep the title on Cena.
Yep.
And they're going to have either a three-way or a four-way at the next pay-per-view, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I think if Cena will ever lose, it'll be then.
Yeah.
And see, I think they'll lose it to Rusev, personally.
Well, I don't.
I hope
and
not.
Owens will
yeah.
do
I'll
other
be honest
stuff.
With you.
The way that I would have this be is if they do go for the four-way at Battleground,
right.
that's when you have Cena lose it, and you have Owens
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
But then, is the next pay-per-view SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then at SummerSlam, Cena gets his one-on-one rematch, and then that can be Cena Owens 3. And yeah. then, but Owens gets, because say Owens pins Rusev or Cesaro. Cause,
to win the
or
title.
Owens pins Cesaro.
Yeah.
yeah. They do the Lesnar thing.
Yeah. yeah.
So
yeah.
Cena doesn't actually get the loss.
There's
you
your
get
reasoning.
The rematch, and then you get Owens beating Cena clean on that third final match. That's
Owens
it.
Hold it down.
Owens goes on to feud with Cesaro or whoever, okay. and then Cena right. does.
So you're saying if they do the four-way at the pay-per-view, you see Owens going over?
I see Owens leaving St. Louis with the United States Championship no matter what.
I'm gonna be the disagreeing voice on this one. I think they're going to keep it on Cena. I think it's going to be a one-on-one match. I think Cena's going to win by hook or crook.
You're not the only disagreeing voice, because as much as I want to see what Asa described, and that's exactly what I was hoping would be the case, I think I decided this earlier today. I really do think somehow by, like you said, hook or crook, they're going to keep that title on Cena. I don't
they
like
can't.
It. I'm not
they
happy
can't.
About it.
So, Jesse,
it
you're going to have an unpleasant
think,
ride home.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
They can't. They can't just have... Oh, well...
Hashtag,
well,
I can't.
What, is Cena going to cut another promo after and just be like, hey, little buddy, good job.
Oh, man.
You sure are good at what you do,
I
but
wish you'd,
you just couldn't beat
I
me.
Wish you'd been here last week.
No,
it
I
got
do, too.
Heated.
Oh, yeah. I got really
it
heated.
Got heated.
I do, too, because I was listening to it, and I was like...
For a few minutes.
Shannon we weren't personal
were
friends.
Personal friends. And until we got to the end and reconciled.
So,
you think Cena's going to give him a lolly and say, good job?
God.
Tussle his hair.
He's going to do the Johnny Cage and Mortal Kombat ending, just sign a picture and give it to him.
Well, and maybe all this ties directly into the only match we haven't talked about, your main event.
Holy
Brock
crap,
Lesnar.
Is that it?
That's yeah. it. That's it. Six matches, all that's announced. Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, WWE Championship.
They've done Here we go. A good job with this.
They have.
Yeah.
I didn't agree. We talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago. We didn't agree with the way that they
started
up Lesnar.
Yeah. I wrote a whole blog about it, yes.
I read that blog. That was a great blog.
Thank
that
you.
Was on the Fix, on the Real Rock website.
On the Real Rock website,
Fix
yes.
99.3.
They
yeah.
let me do whatever I want. So.
I like to plug your show every once in a while.
Hey, thanks.
Because he plugged our show once. On the
I
air,
did.
Without
I
me even asking
times.
To. It was amazing.
More
I loved
than,
it.
More than once.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the way they started this feud was terrible. Ace is standing up now. Now he's angry. Now he's in Ace mode.
But I mean...
What?
Work.
Oh, great. Whenever you have to get work?
4:30.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
all right.
Yep.
So
we better make it quick.
Let's wrap it. I didn't know we went so long. All right. So,
yeah.
The main event, let's just get right to it. They say The Undertaker's going to come back. I think this will start here. But who's he going to feud with? Lesnar or Rollins?
See,
because
I think
he could go either
be,
way.
I say no
it would
to
be
both.
Lesnar, if they're going to do it.
It would make the most sense.
Again.
I don't either.
It would have made the most sense last year before WrestleMania 32 happened. Because he wants his revenge and avenge the loss, but
right.
then he fought Bray Wyatt.
Right.
Nonsensical.
Yeah. But I agree with you, until Kane got his ankle broken by Brock Lesnar, now you have your motivation.
Seth Rollins?
No, that Undertaker would go after him. They need no reason to pair the two of them back up. They never have needed a
oh,
reason.
Oh, I thought Seth Rollins attacked Kane.
No.
He attacked Kane after Lesnar bashed
his Lesnar
foot.
Yeah, Lesnar broke
okay.
his ankle.
Gotcha.
And Lesnar broke his ankle with the steps.
I misread that then.
So
yeah.
it makes more sense for Taker to go after Lesnar, but I think
right.
the fact that Rollins beat on Kane when he was hurt,
mm-hmm.
I think that will be the Undertaker coming back and telling Rollins,
yeah.
me and you, boy.
Yeah.
You've been making a lot of noise.
In end of the day, I don't think that Brock Lesnar leaves St. Louis with the title.
No.
No, I don't
I absolutely
happens.
Agree. And that's a goddamn shame.
That is a
well,
shame.
I,
it'll happen at SummerSlam, maybe, but
something that
not
Seth
now.
Rollins put on Twitter, completely in character mode,
yeah.
which is, he does a great job on Twitter
yeah.
with it, was the, last year, you all were just complaining about Brock Lesnar being champion and him never showing up, and now here we are, and you're just clamoring to watch him beat me for it. Well, too bad. Because the future is the present, and
yeah.
I'm staying champion.
Nice.
It's like, that's actually really good.
Who do you want to win, though? Let's put aside
want,
who you think is going to win. Who do you want to win?
Who I want to win and who I think is going to win is Rollins.
Yeah,
I want Lesnar to take it, because I think Lesnar should be champion. He's like Poochie. When people aren't, when Poochie's not on screen, people should be talking about Poochie.
Right.
He should be champion all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I want Lesnar to be champion again, but I'm okay with holding off.
See,
for
I,
now.
The only reason I don't want him to... I don't want him to take it off of Rollins, at least not now,
mm-hmm.
because Rollins being the guy to get the championship, I think he's had a good run with it so far. Like,
yeah.
they've done well by him overall.
Yeah.
But I want it to keep
going.
Kind
of chicken shit.
Yeah.
But that's as good as you're going to get in WWE right
that's
now.
That's true. If you're a heel.
Right. So I do think that I would like to see his run continue, and then Lesnar can take it just whenever he damn well pleases.
I think one thing that we all agree on is that Lesnar will not lose clean, obviously.
No.
Question I want to leave you with before we wrap this up, and we go one more time over the matches. Who do you think is going to interfere to cost Lesnar the match? Because I want Lesnar to win, but I 100% agree he's not leaving St. Louis with the title.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to interfere? It's not going to be the Authority, because most of them are out.
And the whole reason that he's even facing Lesnar is because the Authority.
Yeah. Right.
Because the Authority were mad at him for running his mouth.
So it's got to be somebody else. Who else is going to come out and interfere with this match? It's whoever's going to set up the feud with Lesnar.
I'm going to say it's Kevin Owens, because Kevin Owens needs someone else to feud with.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Not really, but
I think you have two realistic options. Triple H, who is the only Authority guy remaining who can actually back him up.
Who is also the one that put him in that match
against.
So oh, they got us again.
Oh,
another swerve. Bill Cosby in the ring.
Or The Undertaker. I mean, we've been saying it for a while now.
Taker after the match, if anything.
Yeah, I think it'll be post.
I think Ambrose. Mm-hmm. Call me crazy, but I think Ambrose is going to come out and do something.
He's not on the card.
I'm not going to lie. Triple H could end up costing him the match to keep the belt on Rollins, because he still wants him as his champion.
Yeah,
right.
But it could be just Triple H's way of, hey, look who still needs daddy.
Yeah.
And so Triple H gets to go
don't get
over.
Too big for your britches, kiddo.
You think Lesnar Triple H again?
God, hold on.
Let's think. You know what? Fuck, you just broke the story right there. They said they wanted to build SummerSlam up as a huge second event compared to WrestleMania, as a companion event. Well, in Triple H's mind, who better to make the event sound important than Triple H? Now you're going to have Triple H versus Lesnar because of what happens at Battleground. There's my prediction right there. Folks, you heard it here first.
So you're going Triple H.
Triple H is going to come out. He's going to fuck Lesnar, and Lesnar and Triple H at SummerSlam. He's going to fuck Lesnar.
Seriously, I got it way too realistic there for a minute.
Oh, it's going to get so real.
All right, so you want to do this card again?
Let's do a quick
good?
Card recap, and then let's head on out.
Here we go. R-Truth and King Barrett.
R-Truth.
Got to be.
For some reason.
Randy Orton and Sheamus.
Randy Orton.
Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt.
Roman Reigns.
I say there's no winner,
no,
but it will be Roman Reigns.
You know what's funny, by the way, quickly about the Orton and Sheamus thing? 5 years ago, we would all said, well, obviously Sheamus, because it's Randy Orton's hometown, so there's no way he's going to win in his hometown.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Them rules are out.
Primetime Players, New Day, tag titles.
Primetime.
Yeah. Cena and Owens.
Cena.
Owens.
I think it's going to be Cena. I wish it were Owens.
Sorry.
Jesse.
Lesnar and Rollins. I think we all generally agree
Rollins
is leaving with the
by title. DQ. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you again, Hunter.
Yeah.
I just want to point you out, this clock's fast.
No, yeah, I know. But I still have to get all the way
across
town to the place.
So, yeah. Asa, thanks for coming on the show and filling in for Zach and doing a better job. Double H, always a pleasure.
Oh, man, I almost lost that water. Hey, thanks.
Always a pleasure.
And it's a pleasure to have you guys.
For you wrestling fans who love the show, because there are a lot of you, surprisingly, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
There will be no reaction show on Sunday, because we will all be at the show. We're actually going to be live in St. Louis.
Yep.
We're going to enjoy the show from the fans' perspective instead of watching it on TV. So really excited about that. We hope you guys enjoy the show. We hope it's a good card.
And hey, throughout the show, if you want to, you can email us at our Podzilla 19
or just Facebook me.
Just Facebook Shannon.
It's
fine.
No, Facebook Asa.
That's going to be yours. Like, we're all getting shirts for the podcast. By the way, yours is just going to be a little Facebook thumbs up that just says, just Facebook Shannon.
Just Facebook me. Whatever. But hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back on, we won't even be back Tuesday. I think they're doing a Nerd Up show hosted by Krista.
Look forward
to that one.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll see you then. Have a great, great battleground.